British troops continue to surround the southern Iraqi city of Basra, although they have not taken the city. Terry Tyshon, multimedia producer for the Los Angeles Times, was in Basra today. Earlier, I spoke with him from Umm Qasr, southern Iraq, and he told me what he had seen in Basra.
It's a difficult situation here. The British are still trying to hang on to the port city of Basra. We actually were driving along the road, and we stopped to talk with a tank driver, and he said, just on the outskirts of Basra, he said, it's a good thing you stopped because I'm the last tank. There were no more down the road. So we thought that Basra was going to be a cakewalk, that we were going to be able to just drive right up to the city gates, and that's still not the case, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. We should point out that you are not an embedded reporter. You're an independent reporter with the Los Angeles Times, and you drove up there on your own. Tell us about the military situation around Basra.
I'm a unilateral, is what they call it out here. The British Army is in control of the outskirts of Basra, and they've done a pretty good job with Safwan and with Umm Qasr and some of the surrounding areas. So there is control there. But as soon as they leave, things get a little dicey. As the journalists will stay behind, they can tell you that we were at a Red Crescent hospital, and as soon as the British forces left, a mob soon developed around our vehicle, and rocks were being thrown at us as we were leaving the area.
What's your sense of the success of the British at, making inroads in Basra and pacifying any areas inside the city? Has that happened yet?
They have gone in to Basra on some runs, and they have managed to calm down the surrounding areas. In fact, there was the situation where the commanders told them to no longer wear their helmets and go with the berets. And I asked them about that. I asked them about, what was the situation here just 7 days ago? And they said that the people were much more friendly to them. They were much more talkative. The mood is changing. There's an acceptance. And also the people that were afraid to speak out before on behalf of the coalition are now overcoming that fear and are speaking out. And we spoke with one man today that was being pestered, actually, by another Fedayeen man. But he said, I'm not afraid to speak anymore. Saddam is over. So that's a positive sign.
Terry Tyshon, a multimedia producer for the Los Angeles Times, joining us from Umm Qasr in southern Iraq. Thanks very much, Terry.
Thank you, John.